Hello, Year 11s, Mr. Shirley again for the third and last installment in my explanation of nature within the Power and Conflict cluster. The last poem that I'm going to be talking about today is Storm on the Island. I've already talked about Prelude and Exposure in the last two episodes, so you might want to actually go back and start from the beginning, listen to Prelude and listen to Exposure afterwards so you can get the context and development of these poems that I'll talk about at the end. Seamus Heaney's Storm on the Island is a poem about an Irish farming community living on the brinks of the ocean. And obviously, living so close to the ocean and living with Irish weather has its detriments for farmers. Throughout the entire poem, Seamus Heaney uses a lot of violent, especially military, images and language choices to associate nature with a violent force that is causing a battle that they have to deal with in its storm. Now, in the last bit that I was talking about on Exposure, I explained the modernist view of nature and the idea that nature was not actually a peaceful, loving, kind place, but a dangerous place where one must fight for their own survival against nature, just like Wilfred Owen has to fight for his survival in war. That's why he confuses and conflates the two subjects of war and nature to show that message about the struggle to survive even in nature. The same thing can be said, sort of, about Storm on the Island. Now, there is, like I said, a lot of violent military language used throughout that can be associated with the violent sides of nature. But in Storm on the Island, there's a little bit of development away from just a complete antagonism and hate towards nature, and more a development of a understanding and a relationship. Now, why is that important to the poem? How does that relate to the context? You've got to imagine you're a farmer in a country like Ireland, where the weather cannot, isn't always perfect for you. There is a struggle and an understanding that you have to learn. And obviously, there's parts of the poem where he does show that they are trying to work with nature to get what they need. For example, the fact that he mentions the wise in earth and the hay that doesn't come from the ground shows that they are trying to survive rather than just feeling threatened by nature like Wilfred Owen does. So in one sense, Seamus Heaney is just trying to relate to us that context of being a farmer and that rural life where you have to develop a relationship with nature, which creates a really meaningful backstory to the poem. Now, more importantly, though, for Storm on the Island is the idea of existentialism, which I mentioned in the explanation of Exposure. If you missed it, just a quick breakdown again. Existentialism is the idea that there might, well, not, there might not, but there isn't a meaning to life, that we exist before we have any meaning. We come into life without meaning, and one must work towards finding their own meaning in life and making life meaningful. Now, Wilfred Owen's speaker in Exposure really struggles with this, as you can see in his despair that he experiences being stuck and not knowing what he's doing in the trench at the time. Seamus Heaney's Storm on the Island, though, is a little bit more philosophical than that. He's not just looking at the struggle to survive. There is a lot of language that describes the struggle to survive through having to work against the pummeling of the weather, the spitting, savage spitting of the wind, the strafing and bombarding of the wind, but also he becomes a little bit more philosophical as he thinks about what it is that is actually threatening. And towards the end of the poem, we start to get a sense that he's understanding life and understanding possibly the meaninglessness of it. As we read from the end, we sit tight while wind dives and strafes invisibly. Space is a salvo. We are bombarded by empty air. Strange. It is a huge nothing that we fear. So I said that Seamus Heaney's Storm on the Island is a little bit more philosophical than Exposure. And the way that is that he's actually thinking about what nature is and what the emptiness of air is and how that can be a powerful, meaningful thing. In this way, the emptiness of the air almost becomes a metaphor for the emptiness of life through an existential worldview. Yes, we can give up and say that, life is empty and that emptiness of the air, which becomes wind, which becomes a storm, we can say that that's very threatening to us. Or, like Seamus Heaney, you can become philosophical about it and get to the point where you recognize that it is a huge nothing. It is nothing in both senses. Yes, we are afraid of it because life and nature are meaningless and careless and capricious towards us. They don't care about us in some way. But we can also recognize that it is nothing. There is nothing to be afraid of at the same time. If there is no meaning and no purpose behind the violence, then there is no need to be afraid of it either. And the oxymorons where Seamus Heaney is identifying this and identifying the fact that we don't need to be afraid of the emptiness of life is shown throughout the poem. There's frequent oxymorons. For example, the tame cats turn savage, the space as a salvo, strafing invisibly, bombarding emptiness, and the huge nothing. All of these oxymorons work together in a way to philosophically think about the existentialist view of life as being empty and meaningless. Rather than giving up and being afraid, Seamus Heaney starts the poem with, "We are prepared." He takes a philosophical approach to the problem and deals with it. He approaches the emptiness of life, and just like the existentialists suggest, he builds his own meaning and he builds his own community. For example, the way the farmers have built a large community in the face of nothingness. So we've really moved from Prelude a long way, where in Prelude we had that peace and serenity of nature becoming threatening and difficult and impossible, actually, to deal with an exposure, to Storm on the Island, where it gives a challenge and a chance to learn something. We've moved, in a weird way, back to the Prelude, where in Storm on the Island, the emptiness and the lack of meaning in nature and its violent viciousness that frightened the speaker of exposure, that viciousness has become a teacher for the speaker in Storm on the Island, who is thinking philosophically about the emptiness of life. So by describing nature in a threatening, typically modernist way, Seamus Heaney actually works his way backwards to a more romantic view of nature. Sure, it is still threatening and terrible, but it has taught him something. And that lesson being, it's a huge nothing that he fears. There is nothing to be afraid of in life, only our own fears. So thank you for listening. That could have been very long if you sat through all of them, but I hope you did, and I hope you go back through and try to apply these in the mock exam that we're going to do, as well as apply it in your exams in May and June. Good luck.